Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Nashley 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and memories reflect you.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy day as we consciously and intentionally come together to deepen, to connect, and to just consciously unify ourselves with the intelligence that is within. So my theme this morning is made and unmade. I was inspired by something I read that I'll be sharing later in our story, how we certainly need to dissolve certain aspects of our nature and build them up again, to unmake and make them. You see, spirituality is not something we just come together and do on Sunday mornings for 45 minutes and maybe on a Thursday. Our spirituality is how we embrace our union with the divine, and how that then translates into our actions with others as we go about our daily lives. There's a course that I'm reading, a wonderful Franciscan monk who I've shared his work before, Richard Rohr, on mysticism. And in this, he writes that everyone can be and is a mystic. You can be an everyday mystic. It's not just the saints, sages, and prophets of old, regardless of what religion or philosophical outlook they had. Every one of us. Because truly what mysticism is, it's allowing us to connect with the deepest part of our being, the source of all that is. It's having union with that. And in having union, we express from our truest, highest, and most authentic nature. And that, to me, is what our spirituality allows us to do. Our spirituality allows us to unify with the ground of being, the divine intelligence, the spirit within God, however we choose to define it. And in that divine union, we know our oneness. In that divine union, our petty egoic needs of power, of needing to be right, of wanting what's best for ourselves to the detriment of others, all of that dissolves into nothingness. We come into the total focus and realization that we are one with all that is, including every person, irrespective of how they show up in this world. It's very easy to get caught up when we're looking at things on the news to think that we have to dislike or hate or loathe someone because of their actions. It's very easy to point fingers at everyone and say how awful they are when they've done awful things. What is hard is for us to connect with our deeper sense of self and to offer forgiveness, to offer awareness that even though they are not expressing from their highest and truest nature, it still exists within them. So our spirituality is the work that we are continuously doing on a moment-to-moment basis. It doesn't end and start with our coming together. You see, the text I sent out yesterday said the transformation isn't a future event, but it's a present-day activity. You see, when the Bible says that be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, it's this constant call that in order to deepen and become our everyday mystic, we have to keep transforming thoughts, keep transforming the way we think, the way we see, the way we believe. Mysticism and an everyday mystic isn't for the likes of me or anyone else that you think is doing this work in the world. It's for all of us, because all of us are called to do this work. All of us are required to deepen and to connect with the ground of being, the source of who we are. It's not just for some of us, it's for all of us. And it isn't about getting and taking a holier-than-thou attitude. It's simply about coming back to the realization that your purpose for being here is to express your truest and most authentic self, the Spirit of God in you. And so, beloveds, as we embrace becoming an everyday mystic, it really is just coming back to the deepest part of who you are at your core. And to activate this, since finishing my degree, I have allowed and indulged myself in watching Chinese fantasy historical dramas. And within the dramas, there are the gods and goddesses. And there are different levels of gods and goddesses. And in order to attain the next level, they have to cultivate, as they call it. And I was thinking, in truth, that's what we are all doing. We are all seeking to cultivate so that we can level up to the next version of ourselves, so we can level up to the next expression of who we are called to be. And that cultivation comes when we make and unmake some of the aspects of our nature that really has no place, no place in consciousness. And so my story, which inspired today's Sunday Soul, is about Rebecca Cox Jackson, who was born in 1795 and died in 1871. She was born into a free family in Pennsylvania, and after a mystical encounter, she divorced her husband and became an itinerant preacher. She discovered the Shakers and eventually founded the first black Shaker community in Philadelphia. Jackson's spiritual awakening was catalyzed by what Joy Bostick describes as an emotional and spiritual crisis. When Jackson faced her deep fear of lightning, Jackson wrote in her journal that as she was praying in despair for the storm to end, the cloud burst and the heavens was clear and the mountain was gone. And I rose from my knees and ran downstairs and opened the door to let the lightning in the house. Within this mystical space, Jackson experiences intimacy with the divine and is overcome with feelings of peace and protection. The obstacles and burdens that previously seemed to stand in her way vanished. In fact, she writes, "At every clap of thunder, I leaped from the floor praising God of my salvation." This ecstatic encounter consoles and frees her soul. The love and joy she feels wells up into a yearning that everyone in the world could experience that same love, particularly those whom Jackson believes have injured or wronged her. The issues of power and authority loom quite large for black women, who are most often marginalized from the centers of power, recognized by cultural and social institutions. However, African-American women transformed from objects to subjects through their mystical experiences and have been able to establish a sense of inner authority that extends to their active lives. Rebecca Cox Jackson understood her authority to be rooted in the gifts of power she received from God. And these gifts included healing, foreknowledge, and literacy. Jackson believed that God had bestowed these gifts upon her so that she could minister to the needs of others. God makes it clear to Jackson that she is engaging in a process of recreation that meant deconstruction and reconstruction, not only of an oppressive worldview, but also of the self. The fact that she is being unmade and made again places her life and her ministry in humble perspective. It's that last paragraph that struck me. Not only as a woman in the 19th century or early 18th century, but as a black woman too. To look and listen to the source within, the ground of her being, and recognize that all that she is about to do and all that she has ahead of her to do requires that she has to deconstruct and reconstruct, that she has to be unmade and made again. And trust me when I say that the process is never easy. It doesn't come with light and roses. It comes with pain and it comes with darkness. And for that very reason, so many of us shy away from it. But we are to embrace both the light and the dark in our spiritual growth, in our unmaking and being remade, in our deconstruction and our reconstruction. We are to embrace both aspects so that we can bring our spirituality, our spiritual way of being, our everyday mysticism into our everyday life. I have said often there is no spiritual life and the rest of our lives. Our spiritual life is our life. We don't compartmentalize it and show up every few days with it. It comes and colors everything that concerns us. Our sacred text is for the first two verses of the Dhammapada. And this is translated by Jill Frundell. All experience is preceded by mind, led by mind, made by mind. Speak or act with a corrupted mind, and suffering follows, as the wagon wheel follows the hoof of the ox. All experience is preceded by mind, led by mind, made by mind. Speak or act with a peaceful mind, and happiness follows, like a never-departing shadow. I never get tired of those verses because it comes back down. It starts and ends with you in whatever you are thinking, believing, and holding in consciousness. Whether you are thinking, holding, and believing in consciousness that which supports, encourages, enlivens you, or whether something that is negative, destructive, and limiting you. It starts with you from your thoughts, beliefs, and what you are holding as true. You see, when the Bible says God is no judge or respecter of persons, it's speaking to this truth. There are not some people more blessed than others. There are simply some people who are more in touch with their truth than others, who recognize what the spirituality of living and loving as an everyday mystic is. It requires effort, my friends. It requires diligence. It doesn't have an on-off switch. You are living and loving and experiencing from this reality on a moment-to-moment basis. My poem this morning is from Fragments of Your Ancient Name by Joyce Rupp, entitled Transforming Presence. You are more than a softening touch placed upon our calloused hearts. You are the constant tumbling waves slowly smoothing our roughened stones. You are the yeast within the flower of sorrows, enabling our lost happiness to rise again. You are spirit-filled chlorophyll ruining our ever-developing virtues. Wherever you make your dwelling, necessary change is ready to follow. The divine intelligence, the spirit, the God in us is the transforming presence that is making and unmaking, that is calling us to deepen, that is reminding us with gentle nudges who we are and whose we are. My science of mind reading is entitled Spiritual Bypass and Ego Work. The first quote comes from John Bradshaw, who says, compulsive spirituality, it was a way to stay out of my feelings. If you don't do your ego work, what I call the original pain work, it will pull you back. Our second quote is from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, page 231, who says, thus we are recognizing the condition, but not acknowledging it as an entity, and we are giving to subjective mind a new pattern. The author writes, some people get really caught up in the drama of their stories. They may be addicted to the attention it gets them when they tell it over and over again to other people, reinforcing it in their consciousness and perpetuating the experience. The other side of the coin is called spiritual bypass. This means they gloss over the painful parts of the story, thinking that it's somehow not spiritual to feel anger or sadness, and jump right into the learning or speaking platitudes without taking time to process the underlying issues. Spiritual bypass is simply another kind of ego pattern masquerading as spirituality. Neither of these approaches work very well. Doing ego work means you learn to work with your own mental and emotional levels effectively and make it a practice when unresolved issues come up. Ego is sometimes characterized as the inner enemy, but really it's the sum of our mental and emotional and unconscious levels. Ego is a part of your fuel in the physical world. It's not meant to be driving the vehicle. It's not an anthropomorphic entity that we need to destroy. Trying to destroy the ego actually ends up feeding it, because we tend to buy into rigid sets of rules of perfectionism in order to overcome it. More importantly, it's part of our consciousness, and we are responsible for what happens in our own consciousness. Rather than fighting the ego, giving up, and letting it drive you, you can take command within your consciousness and use whatever is happening inside you or in your outer circumstances as a tool for spiritual evolution. You see, my friends, making and unmaking us requires us to do our work, our shadow work, our light work. It requires us to not spiritual bypass, nor either think we have to kill off the ego. It simply is a call to integrate both sides of who we are, our lower self, our higher self. In this integration, in this amalgamating, in this, we learn to become everyday mystics. This is a journey that we will be continuously on as long as we're on this earth. This is a journey that will never end. James Allen said, man is made or unmade by himself, by the right choices he ascends as being, power, intelligence, and love, and the lord of his own thoughts. He holds the key to every situation. And equally, the opposite of that is true. You can descend by simply what you are holding rigidly to, that is limiting, that is negative, that is self-sabotaging, because you are made and unmade by your own thinking. You are made and unmade by what you are holding in consciousness. You are made and unmade by what you are prepared and willing to let go of and hold on to. My beloveds, everyday mysticism isn't just for some or few. It's for all of us. It's for all of us to deepen to that deepest part of ourselves, to realize and activate it to allow our God nature, our God self, to come to the fore. So take a deep breath in as we take this truth and this realization in as we go consciously within ourselves. And if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation. We can go for days and weeks without food or water, but we can only go for moments without the breath. It is the chi, it is the prana, it's the life force, it is the energy of life itself. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. 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 Forgiveness. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in and deconstruct. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out and reconstruct. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in and deconstruct. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out and reconstruct. Deconstruct. Reconstruct. Deconstruct. Reconstruct. Deconstruct. Reconstruct. Deconstruct. 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 Here in the sanctuary of the heart, the cave of the soul, let us take a moment to be intentional for ourselves for our week ahead. Let us truly embrace being an everyday mystic, deepening in our union and communion with our authentic self, our God self, our higher self. Let us embrace deconstructing the ideas, attitudes, and beliefs that are self-serving, that are selfish, and that excludes our union with oneness. And let us reconstruct the ideas and beliefs of living a spirituality that expresses in our everyday interactions and ways of being. So see for yourself how you wish your week ahead to be. And always as we hold the vision in our mind's eye, we add the feeling component. How will we feel as whatever it is that we are visioning is being experienced? Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the infinite intelligence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. We know that there is nowhere where God is not. We are one with that infinite mind, that infinite intelligence. So as we hold in our hearts this globe, this world in which we live, and all its inhabitants, knowing that all is imbued with the one spirit, the one life, the one presence, the one power that is right where we are. That some call God or Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Brahma, Krishna, Buddha, nature, Jesus. We simply refer to the divine beloved, the ground of being, the source of all that is the divine intelligence. We are consciously coming into your presence at this time, unifying with this truth that deep in the heart of us resides the fullness, the allness, the totality of being. That as we cultivate coming into this conscious communion and bringing forth and expressing from its true nature. We are truly expressing our God self, our higher self, our divine self. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. As we embrace living and expressing our truth, our deepest truth in our life, professional, social, emotional, social, personal, in every aspect of life, may we bring our spirituality to express our authentic and most deepest, truest nature, our God nature. May we see oneness in all of life, not just those that we like, but in those that we have trouble liking. May we see your face, your spirit, your life in everything. May we remember that we are one with all that is because we are one with you. Our teacher reminded us, I and our Father are one. This is true of all of us, that we are one with you, the divine intelligence that is everywhere present. And so at this time we hold in our hearts those that are in need of healing. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So we give thanks for all those involved in the healing profession. We give thanks for the healing that is happening right here, right now. We give thanks because we know that yours is the deathless, self-existent life that resides in every cell, tissue, part, and particle of our being. And as we remember this truth of ourselves, and as we take our attention away from the sickness or dis-ease, we allow the God life to quicken, to renew, to restore, to heal, and make us whole. We hold in our hearts all that is happening across this precious globe of ours. For people who are suffering from floods and droughts, from monsoons, from wars and the effects of wars, from bans and all the things that man imposes on his fellow man. When things seem so overwhelming and so bleak, we surrender to you that we may receive your guidance and what is our part to do in help healing our world that seems so broken. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we deepen into our being an everyday mystic, as we open to living our spirituality, strengthen us, embolden us, empower us, that we remember who we are and whose we are. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers and affirm aloud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, wrist down over your heart and affirm aloud, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands by your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations. Oh, we're having trouble with the unmuting. So affirm for yourselves where you are. Our science of mind affirmation. I am courageous in looking at and letting go of what doesn't work. I'm committed to finding, and doing what does work for me. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness. if I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now our prayer of intention. I am the light of God, within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly. So, my beloved, as we come towards the end of our Sunday Soul this morning, just to remind you, we'll have 10 at 10 as usual on Thursday. But sadly, there'll be no Sunday Soul next week, Sunday the 18th. But I will be back with you the following week. And so my benediction that I have for you, may you make it your goal to live a truly spiritual life. May you be grounded in kindness, love, compassion, tenderness, forgiveness, and trust. May you consciously remember your union with the divine beloved, the ground of being, and discover these characteristics as well as peace and joy emerging from within, transforming and transfiguring your life. So my closing song today comes from Jonathan Reynolds, entitled, I Will Make Room For You. Jonathan asks in the song that he moves away stuff that keeps him from communing and connecting with Jesus. And if you're not comfortable with that language, then simply change it to God or Yahweh or Jehovah or divine intelligence or ground of being. But let the sentiments and the lyrics touch you. Jonathan Reynolds and Make Room.
Jesus, you're my number. Jesus, you're.
A very blessed week. I will see you again on Thursday for our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer, and have a blessed and beautiful Sunday.